as usual, we've got a lot to get through, so we're going to just get right to it. I thought we could start a little bit with what's coming here for the end of the semester at SIU. Graduation is coming up. Thousands of students will get their degrees. A little bit of controversy, though, this year with one of the commencement speakers, and that's Governor Bruce Rauner. There are people who are pretty upset that a man who has proposed cutting higher education by a third in Illinois has been invited to SIU to speak. I wonder if you could talk about the rationale, the timing, how this all works.
Absolutely. And let me just say that for those who are protesting or starting the change.org petitions and that type of thing, I understand that is the nature of democracy, and certainly don't begrudge anyone for letting their feelings be known. But I would say this. Anytime you have a sitting governor who's willing to accept an invitation to come speak at a state university, that is not a bad thing. In fact, that's something that in terms of protocol is very much accepted, and we are glad to have the governor speaking for one of our commencement ceremonies. It will actually be the ceremony for the College of Education and Human Services and business that takes place commencement weekend here at Carbondale. We had extended the invitation to the governor prior to the budget proposal that went forward, but to some degree that's neither here nor there. Given the fact that he's a new governor, we wanted him to see SIU and the Carbondale campus, and as I say, when you have a governor in office accept that invitation for commencement, that's an important thing. But I would share a couple of other elements as well. Obviously, we're in a position right now of trying to demonstrate in very tangible ways the power of the university for this region and for the state, how higher education can transform the lives of young men and women, what it means to families when that family member is awarded a degree. And no better way for the governor to understand that than to be here, to be physically present, to see that with his own eyes, to talk to our family members and our students, and understand the power of what we do for the people of Southern Illinois. So I think there's benefit that comes there. Another aspect of this that I don't think is a bad thing is that in the process of him visiting, we'll be able to show him a bit of the campus. We're going to have a lunch where we bring all of our commencement speakers together. He'll have an opportunity to talk with a number of individuals of influence and of note here at the university. I'll have some time with him to speak on some things that are concerning in the budget. So all told, I understand the frustration that some have, and certainly, as I've said, don't want to withhold anybody's opportunity to say what they think about this. But on the whole, it's important that we have Governor Rauner here to see what it is that we do, how we do it, and to tell the story of SIU with him present and in front of us. I guess I would also mention the fact that I do understand that there will be some who want to protest that day. I expect we might see outside of the arena some students and others marching with signs. All I would ask is that within the ceremony itself, because these are for our graduates, their family members, I hope everyone can be respectful and ensure that, you know, kind of the dignity of the occasion is upheld during the ceremony. So I understand frustration with some, but it's important we have him here, and we're going to have an opportunity to lobby hard for what we do at SIU.
And that's coming up again in just a few weeks here on the Carbondale campus. Higher education is always a part of the mix as lawmakers work through their spring session, whether it's funding or changes to the way things go. There have been some issues, though, this year that are gaining a little bit more traction. Things like eliminating the tuition waiver for university employees. That's a half-price tuition waiver for anyone that's worked at a university for more than 7 years. Mm-hmm. In addition, there's a legislation that would privatize higher education in Illinois. I wonder the status of those two proposals and what you think the future holds.
Well, I can predict everything but the future. That's my stock line, but I can comment on a couple of those bills. It is the case that tuition waiver bill for employees of state universities does seem to be off the table for the remainder of this year. And I understand that, you know, some question the need for that when we're a particularly difficult time here in the state financially. But that has been a long-standing benefit that's been applicable to employees of the state university system all throughout Illinois. It's just not an SIU bill or an SIU benefit. I understand the value of some policy discussion around that, but we have families who have known for that that benefit, have planned for it, and to take that away in one fell swoop without some further discussion, without a step-down process, I think is very difficult to do. So the bill's moved off the table for this year. Doesn't look like it's going to move out of the House of Representatives. We'll see if it comes back in the future. But that's an important benefit for our folks. The privatization bill from Senator Bill Brady has been pulled. He said he's going to come back with that in the spring of 16 during that session of the General Assembly. And this is one that we're going to have to watch closely. It would essentially pull all state funds from going directly to the universities and put those in the hands of students and put us on a trajectory for becoming private institutions. So we have to watch that one.
And you can hear more about what Dr. Dunn has to say about that issue and more at our website, wsiunews.org. The extended interview will be posted later today.